Hi, my name is Hia.
And I'm Nathan.
And today we're joined by Gina for a story time episode. And so before we really get into all that, I'd like to say welcome to another episode of Checkmate Your Life. And within the story time episodes, essentially what we do is we, you know, have a guest come on and they, you know, talk about their journey to finding their quote unquote checkmate in life or their passion in life and where they're at now and the road that they went through to get to where they are at currently. So, Gina, welcome to Checkmate Your Life.
Thank you guys for having me.
So, my understanding is that you started out, you know, as a potential nursing student.
And I actually did.
So talk a bit about your checkmate and how you started out in nursing and how you transitioned out of that and what led to you switching out of nursing.
So senior year of high school, to be honest, I was in a spot where I really had no idea what I wanted to do at all with my life. And I was in a technical high school, and I was doing dental. And I knew that I didn't want to continue with that, and I wanted to switch fields. So I thought about it and wanted to do nursing. Something just connected with me with that, and I wanted to help people. Always did. And I applied for nursing school, got in, started nursing school, and the first year and a half, I really liked it. And then I started my second set of classes for nursing school, and it just wasn't the same anymore. And the feeling that I had before, that satisfying feeling, just I wasn't getting it. And I had a lot going on, you know, outside of school and everything like that, and just feeling like it wasn't for me anymore. So I took a step back after that semester for a little bit. Well, during that semester, because I practically cried every single day during that last semester of nursing school, just because of how intense it was and how much of a lack of sleep I was having at that point. And I thought about it and decided to actually step away from nursing and go into the community college to get my associate's in psychology, because that was the other field I really loved, and it was still where I wanted to end up being anyway. And I just fell in love with it. And then the more I was finishing up my associates, the more I figured out that I wanted to step away entirely from nursing and the medical, pretty much that part of the medical field, and turn to counseling. So I ended up going over to Penn State for my bachelor's in rehabilitation and human services, and I adored it, and it just solidified even more that I wanted to be a counselor, because I figured out while I was in nursing school that I enjoyed more of that personal relationship that you could have with the patient or a client, and just really finding a way to connect to them and help them through whatever they were going through was more satisfying to me than taking care of them in the nursing or in the hospital or in a nursing home or something like that.
So where are you now, and like, how are you moving towards your end goal in life?
So currently I just switched jobs to be a one-to-one for a student at a charter school. And I am actually in Holy Family right now for my master's degree in school counseling, so I can finish up my counseling degree and eventually become a school counselor.
That sounds great. So is that, would you ultimately want to be in a school, like maybe like what grade level, and like what type of kids would you want to be talking to, or like maybe like college, like older kids, or maybe even adults?
So for me, really the end goal would be to work for a couple of years in a school setting, and then hopefully, if I have the opportunity to, I would like to work with the FBI, actually, as a counselor, geared towards children who have gone through, like, trauma, like, more traumatic things. Originally, I wanted to do high school students when I first started, but during my internship at my bachelor's, when I was finishing up my bachelor's, I needed to do an internship, so I did it with school counselors, and they gave me the opportunity to work with the high schoolers, and as much as I enjoyed it, I enjoyed working with the kids from, like, third grade up to sixth grade a whole lot more than I did the high schoolers.
Okay. Is there any particular reason for that, or?
So originally I wanted to do high schoolers because I remember my high school, and I remember what I went through, and I mean, every year there was some form of loss, and our counselors, which I understand and I get, like, where they were coming from. They had, you know, four grades that they had to worry about, and they had, you know, particular letters of the alphabet. So they had, like, almost 300 to almost 1,000 kids that they had to see every year and talk to. So it was hard when situations like that came about. And, you know, they're dealing with everything else on their plate too, and they have to deal with the IEP kids, and there was just so much. But I also remember not having, feeling like I had a counselor there, that I felt like I'm comfortable enough to actually talk with. And there was a lot that went on at my high school. I think every year we lost somebody to some form of traumatic accident. And I particularly remember my senior year, 2 weeks before I started my senior year of high school, I had a friend who I was very close to commit suicide, and did that by jumping in front of a train. And it was very hard and very traumatizing, and I still didn't feel like the counselors were really there, and it was a very hard year. And I remember a lot of us going through that really hard time in that rough spot, and we turned more to each other than we did anybody else, and we never really felt like we had an adult there that we could turn to and talk to. So originally my thought process and where I really wanted to go was I wanted to be that person that could be there for the students, and the students knew that they could turn to no matter what happened, and really just support them in the way that they needed to be supported through whatever they were going through. And going through my internship, I was able to see and get a feel for both, you know, the elementary and middle school, and then the high school. And I just adored the younger kids so much more. I don't even know for really what reason, it connected and it clicked a little better than the high schoolers did. I think it's because I'm more closer in age to the high schoolers than I am with the little kids. So it's like the high schoolers didn't really, like, entirely, they respected me, but they didn't entirely respect me yet, if that makes sense.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I got you.
So following up off of that, why do you think, or what are your thoughts on the way that, you know, the education system employs counselors, and why do you think that schools don't hire more counselors, so that way one counselor isn't dealing with, like, 300 students or so?
So having been in it and seeing it, unfortunately, there's not enough money for it, because having to have the staff, it's
how do I explain it so it makes sense? So we have, each school has a budget, and, you know, they have to abide by the budget. And then they have all these teachers, and they have to have all this extra staff on top of it. And the counselors, because the counselors have a master's degree, because you have to go for a master's degree, they are kind of on a higher pay scale, and they need to be on higher pay scale because they have higher education. And it's easier to hire just two counselors or three counselors or however many for a school and split up, you know, like I know where I'm working at, we have two counselors in the elementary school campus, and the one counselor goes from K to second, and then the second counselor is third to and part of third, I think he has, and then the second counselor has the rest of third grade up to sixth grade, and they have like anywhere from 4 to 5 classes in each grade. So it's very hard on them, and they have to know each student, and then on top of it, they have all the IEP kids that they have to like really particularly pay attention to and help out and see every week, and then on top of seeing other kids who have been recommended for counseling. So it's a lot, and unfortunately they don't have the budget to hire more staff or more counselors to help bring down the workload for them. So and that's where it really comes down to, is just really the money we don't have.
And so, like, what role would you say, like, the school board plays in terms of allocating that? And where does the school board seem to be focusing most of the resources on, from what you've seen?
So, from what I've seen, I don't particularly know if the school board is aware of just how much the counselors are doing and how much they're taking on. And I'm not aware if they actually really know the depth that the counselors, you know, what their job really entails. Because I can tell you right now, I don't even think the actual rest of the school knows what these counselors do, like the higher-ups, the admins. Because there have been plenty of times where we've, you know, been, like I remember on my internship, we've been asked to do things, like create whole new lesson plans on top of dealing with, you know, seeing every student. And right now it's even more difficult because more than half the kids are still online at home, and the other half are coming in, and it's a lot. So it's like, which kid is home, which kid is at school? And I don't really think they noticed, or they never noticed and saw just how much these counselors actually do. And from what I can see, they're worried more about the making sure that the education is there, in the sense so that like the teachers have enough stuff for them. But even there too, it's hard, and it's a lot because they, you know, places need to be updated, things need to be done, we need to pay for certain programs and certain things that we need to keep running the school. So that's where a big chunk of the budget goes. It's just making sure that we're maintained and the school's up to date and we still have the right equipment and tools for the students.
So why do they have the counselors making lesson plans?
So when I mean lesson plans, I don't mean like teacher lesson plans. So these counselors, at least in the school that I'm at, they go and every month they would have some type of lesson that they would go into each student's room or each classroom and teach a certain grade, a certain topic, like bullying. How can we make sure bullying isn't happening? I know last year, because I did my internship at my current place of employment, we had to make one about racism because we were having a lot of issues with racism with the upper grades, that they were using really bad, making really snide comments, rude comments, and using very derogatory terms that, you know, are not appropriate for school and not even outside of school. And we had to discuss it, and we had to create a whole new plan on it, but we had to make it appropriate for kindergarten and, you know, all the younger kids as well, so that we could teach them about it. So between the two counselors and myself, we had to sit down and we had to figure out this whole new lesson plan, this whole new thing, whole new activities, just to teach. And it's not, again, it's not like a lesson plan that, you know, that teachers are showing and doing. It's about more things to, like, social things, social acceptance, bullying, like, more of the tougher topics that teachers really don't teach, or more of, like, the social aspects of life.
So do those goals, like, work their way into working with the FBI as well? Or just do they apply to, like, the student counseling at schools?
A bit of both. It's always – so the dream to go – so the goal to go to the FBI has been a goal of mine since I was – 12, 13. So actually my high school does a summer program called the Summer Explore Program. And my amazing English teacher at the time that I had in high school, she was teaching the forensics program and had these FBI agents come out to talk to us during this. And that summer and that class showed me how much I adored and loved, you know, the criminal justice system, the whole thing with forensics, and even wanting to work in the FBI. And just being able, like, in high school, I was helping her out with it, and it just kind of solidified it more for me that that's, you know, where I really would like to end up going. I never really knew what I wanted to do with my life until I was in nursing school and I did the counseling, and it still was a goal for me to end up being in the FBI. And even having spoken to a lot of the agents, because I helped during the Summer Explore stuff, they, you know, they come from all different backgrounds. People have, you know, degrees in photography. Others have degrees in nursing. Others have degrees in graphic designs, everything. So, and they all come together and they all utilize their, you know, education. So being able to work and have, being able to use my degree with counseling, and I know they have counseling positions there if one opens up. And I just really would like to be able to work, even if I could, work with the kids that have gone through traumatic experiences, because, you know, sometimes it is not an easy job to deal with that. And it would just be a dream of mine to be able to do that.
So what?
I don't know if that answered any of the questions, but that's my answer.
So what does counseling in the FBI look like for you? And, like, how does counseling for the FBI differ from, you know, being a school counselor or being a counselor for an organization outside of the FBI?
So I still have to – I actually would like to talk to them and find out a little more in detail about that. just because what my vision is might be completely different than what their vision is. And I haven't had the opportunity to completely ask them yet, but that is a plan to do. I plan on reaching out to one of the agents that come out and speak at the Summer Explore to see if they have a contact in there that I can ask these questions to. But I know that at least the difference is when you're in a school setting from that of the FBI, you're there from whatever time the school starts to the time the school day ends. You're there Monday through Friday doing that job. Ultimately, you see the same students up until they leave the school. And pretty much you get the new students, everything like that. And it's pretty much like kind of like a set routine. Meanwhile, with the FBI, you're getting different people every single day. You're getting a different student or a different client every single day. You're going through different things every single day. Your day might start earlier on certain days or might start later. You might have to do a weekend or something like that. Just depending, and it also depends on which department and which unit you're on too and where you're located at. So it's a lot of it. That much I can say is that a lot of it depends with the FBI on where you're located at, what unit you're with, and what department you work with, and just what kind of person you're going to be dealing with that day. And it could be you're counseling just your fellow FBI agents through stuff, you know, trying to work with them through whatever traumatic thing that they went through, or, you know, you're doing an eval on them, or it might be a client that, you know, had a traumatic experience. At least that's what I would safely assume it would be, but I shouldn't make assumptions, and I'm trying not to. So I really have to, like, ask my questions and get the right person to ask the questions to. But at least that much I can say is that, you know, you're kind of set when you're in a school counseling setting. Meanwhile, with the FBI, you never really know what you're walking into.
Okay. So what type of advice would you have, or what, you know, recommendations would you make to others that may be in a similar boat to where you were at?
Follow your heart. Don't let anybody else make decisions for you or push you into a certain direction. Listen to what feels right and follow it and go and run to the hills with it. Part of the reason why I ended up going through nursing school originally was because my mom pushed me to it. As appealing as it did sound at the time too, my mom did kind of push me into it. And, not that I regret it, because I had some amazing experiences out of it, and I got some really great education out of it as well. But I didn't listen to my heart, and I didn't listen to what I wanted to do. I kind of let other people push me to it. And I don't regret it, because it led me to where I'm at today, and it made me more confident in the area I decided to go into, and just helped me out so much with a lot of other things, and has toughened up my skin a lot, so I'm not as, I guess, sensitive to certain things as I would have been if I went directly from high school into, you know, counseling or psychology. I definitely would have been a lot more sensitive and a lot more culture shocked if I would have done that than going through nursing school. Nursing school definitely desensitized me from, not desensitized, but like thickened up my skin and made it easier for me to handle certain situations and deal with, you know, very shocking details and things, and taught me how to have a poker face. And working in a hospital at the same time too, definitely did the same thing. So, but my best advice is listen to your heart and follow it and go with whatever feels right. And it's okay to switch your ideas and what you want to do in life. As many times as you feel it's necessary till you find what's right. That's one thing that I will always say. Do what you feel is right, and it doesn't matter how you get there or how many times you change your mind, as long as it's what you want to do and you're happy with it.
All right. So with that in mind, thank you guys for tuning in to, you know, another Storytime episode. My name is Hiob.
And I'm Nathan.
And we were joined by Gina today. So thank you again for coming on, Gina.
Thank you guys for having me. It was a great pleasure. Thank you guys.
So if you guys have any questions, comments, topics you guys want us to discuss, DM us on our page, Checkmate Your Life on Instagram, which is all one word, or you can DM me personally at Hiob_Hirui.
Or me at Nathan Salbong.
You can also inbox us on TikTok at Checkmate Your Life, which is all one word. Thank you guys for your time, and have a good rest of your day.
See you next time.